This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. Our top story is first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says any forms of violence against women will not be acceptable. Coronavirus infection rate gradually decreasing in Nepal. More than 6,000 people recovered from virus infection in the last 24 hours. Finance Minister Bishnu Podil assures the practical implementation of the budget. And health officials say Vietnam detects a new UK-Indian variant of COVID-19. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says any form of violence against women will not be acceptable. Addressing a program organized at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar on the occasion of the third National Women's Rights Day today, Prime Minister Oli said the government was committed at ending all forms of violence against the women. The Prime Minister also said the government is working in line with the women's rights by formulating stringent laws against incidents of acid attack and rape cases. The coronavirus infection rate is gradually decreasing in Nepal while the recovery rate is increasing. Additional 6,205 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. Speaking at the Health Ministry's press briefing, Ministry's joint spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said 79.2% of the infected people have recovered so far. Similarly, 4,369 new cases of the virus have been confirmed today. There are altogether 108,897 active cases across the country till this date. Meantime, additional 109 deaths from coronavirus infection have been confirmed to date itself. Minister for Finance Bishnu Podil has assured for practical implementation of the budget announced for the upcoming fiscal year 2021-22. At a press briefing at the ministry today, Minister Podil said that the ministry will soon take initiatives to implement the budget after consulting with all the ministries and concerned authorities. Minister Podil also said that the sufficient budget has been allocated for the elections and the government was committed to holding the elections in a free and fairless manner. The Alliance of the Opposition Parties has urged the political party leaders and cadres, as well as the civil societies, to raise voice eloquently for the constitution and democracy. The meeting of the top leaders of the opposition parties, including the Nepali Congress, convened at the residence of ANSI President Sher Bahadur Deuba at Budanilkhand today. It has appealed all the state organs and agencies not to support any non-democratic and unconstitutional activities. The alliance has also warned the government not to do anything that would leave a far-reaching effect on the country and people. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Ramcharan Mahat has said the government has brought a large-sized populist budget in the time of not completing the existing development projects. Speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu today, former Finance Minister Mahat accused the government of bringing budget through ordinance without holding policies and program-related discussions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ टु सम इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स Officials say Vietnam has detected a COVID variant that appears to be a combination of the Indian and UK variants and can spread quickly by air. Vietnam's Health Minister Nguyen Phang Long described the latest mutation of Saturday as very dangerous. Since COVID-19 was first identified in January 2020, thousands of mutations have been detected. President Emmanuel Macron has warned that France would withdraw troops from Mali if political instability there leads to greatest Islamist radicalization. It follows a second coup in 9 months in the West African nation. President Macron warned of the risk of Mali moving towards greatest Islamist influence. France has 5,100 troops in the Sahel region, which has been a front line in the war against Islamist militancy. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places of hilly region of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Province 2. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says any forms of violence against women will not be acceptable. Coronavirus infection rate gradually decreasing in Nepal. More than 6,000 people recovered from virus infection in last 24 hours. Finance Minister Bishnu Podil assures the practical implementation of the budget. And health officials say Vietnam detects new UK Indian variant of COVID-19. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.